Have you heard about Bean Dad?
Bean Dad? What's Bean Dad? Is that like Bat Dad?
It's been trending all day on Twitter. It's a pretty big story. So it started out early this morning, and you might have seen on Twitter, like, first of all, you do not want to be the star of Twitter. You don't want to be the main character on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Like, when you are the main character, that is not a good thing. Because not only are people dragging you and you become like a trend for a bad reason, but then they dig into all your old tweets to make sure that you're not a complete prick. And this guy is. So it started out, he's some musician. He has like some stupid show, whatever.
Mm.
He tweets that his 9-year-old daughter was hungry and he was in the middle of doing a jigsaw puzzle. So he says, make some baked beans. And she goes, how? So he said, well, you know, I figured this is a teachable moment. So he said, open a can and put it in a pot.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, open it how? And he's like, how do you think it works? And she studied it and she tried to make it work. And he's tweeting all this to us so we know what's going on, right? She's like, please just open it. And he's like, what if there's an apocalypse? This is a teachable moment. So let me make sure she learns how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't know how to work a can opener because she's 9. And she doesn't know how to open this can because she's 9. And she doesn't know how to cook because she's 9. It took her 6 hours to figure out how to work the can opener and open up her beans. And he's telling us this story. I think he said it on his show and then he also tweeted it all. And I'm telling you, people have been ripping him all day.
6 hours. So he didn't help her at all.
No.
He just sat back and watched it.
No, no. So people tweeted, just open the can and give your child beans, you psycho.
Right.
Brooklyn Dad Defiant, who I follow, he wrote, you're an asshole, dude. From one dad to another, this story is nothing to be proud of. You taught your daughter how little you care about her needs and only needed to show her how smart you are. Feed her, then teach, then delete your account. So it was a lot of people that were like, you know, Bean Dad's going to need help with technology or end of life care, and she's going to have her revenge. I call BS on it for two reasons. One is, why would she continue to open a can she couldn't open if she's hungry? Just go get some cereal, first of all. Second of all, what 9-year-old is going to sit there and struggle rather than Googling or getting on YouTube how to open a can of beans
and
figuring out in 2 seconds?
Your dad's a huge prick. That's why you sat there and did it.
Oh, well, maybe that's why. Yeah, this guy seems like he's a real asshole. And the fact that all these people went after him, it's still trending. If you go to Twitter right now, Bean Dad is still trending. People are disgusted by him. Like, I mean, there's a couple of people that are defending him, but not many. Most people are like, yesterday, my daughter called me and told me she had been taken by kidnappers. She asked if I can use my particular set of skills. I said, this is a teachable moment.
Well, I mean, I did make fun of my kids when they were opening a can, but I only let it go for 30, maybe 40 seconds.
But your kids weren't 9 years old and they weren't starving.
Right.
You know, they weren't hungry. Like they had just eaten their lunch and they were trying to open a can and it was funny on your video.
Mm-hmm.
When a 9-year-old is hungry and instead of feeding her, you make her spend 6 hours trying to open a can of beans. That just feels really cruel.
It does, but the kid is not going to die from 6 hours of not eating.
And that's what he said. Like, Bean Dad tweeted back at them,
mm-hmm.
and that's exactly what he said. He said, the best part of being ratioed by these parenting concerned trolls is that they keep harping on depriving my kid for 6 hours, and that's child abuse. He's like, 6 hours is a length of time between meals. Lunch at noon, dinner at 6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she can go that long and not eat.
No, she's 9 years old. She's hungry every couple hours. She wants a snack.
Well, see, and that's your side of the coin, because there's no way you can go 6 hours and not eat. So I can understand how you can think that's really, really bad.
I've never gone 6 hours between meals in my life.
You can't.
I never could. I was always like, breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, dinner, snack.
I don't know how you make it through all of sleeping at night. I don't know how you go to bed at 11 p.m. and wake up at 6 a.m. and not eat during that time.
It's funny you would say that, because I do wake up in the middle of the night hungry and I go get a bowl of cereal.
No, you do not.
all the time. No wonder I'm so fat. But I always wake up at like around 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. It hits me. So I get up and I go, I get a bowl of cereal, a bowl of cornflakes. I eat it and I go back to bed.
And you can go right back to bed.
Yeah, I'm tired, but I'm also hungry. Food puts me right out.
So when you get hungry at 4 a.m., just lay there and go back to sleep. You don't have to get up and eat.
No, that's the problem. My body's like, excuse me, miss.
It's been 3 hours.
Miss, excuse me, you need to go eat something. Excuse me. Yeah, it's like my stomach is tapping on the outside. And it doesn't let me sleep until I go get food.
Wow. Yeah, because
I'll lay there hungry, staring at the ceiling, be like, oh, I'm just going to get a bowl of cereal so I can go back to sleep.
That's an issue. That's a problem, I think.
Why is it a problem? I'm hungry and I go feed myself. You know that? And the thing is, you know, people like, I think there was one day that I was talking to a friend of mine. We were having breakfast together over FaceTime and I was having coffee and cookies. And she was like, you're eating cookies for breakfast? I'm like, yeah, my mother's not here. I could do whatever I want. There's apparently, like, as an adult, you can eat whatever you want for breakfast, and right. And there's no problem with it. Like, there's no one there to say no.
You can actually have cookies for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And that's the
only
thing.
And I have.
Yeah.